The writer F. Scott Fitzgerald once said there are no second acts in American lives. The writer Louise Schaefer is proving him wrong. She had a long acting career, including winning an Emmy for her role on the soap opera Ryan's Hope. Now she's published a novel titled The Three Miss Margarets. She says that her second act, as a novelist, has a lot in common with her first.
As an actress, I've gotten away with murder, literally. I've also saved France, been my own twin, and come back from the dead. And I learned that an audience will go with you on anything, including coming back from the dead, if they believe in the character you're playing. The secret all actors know is you pull that off by believing in the character yourself. So every time the script calls for you to do anything, and I do mean anything, you're going to ask why. You've seen this ridiculed in comedies about actors. The dim sex kitten squeaks, "What's my motivation?" "Your paycheck," growls the harried director. But to an actor, motivation ain't funny. If you don't understand why you're doing something, you can't believe in it. When I was writing my book, I wanted to make sure every word my characters said was motivated. And that's the most frustrating part of the writer's job as far as I'm concerned. Because there are times when you need your character to do something for the sake of the plot. But what if you can't come up with motivation? When I was acting, I'd just tell the writer, "No way, my character wouldn't do this." Getting the plot to work wasn't my problem. But now I'm the writer. The plot is my problem. The core idea for my novel came to me when I was living in a small town in Georgia. I've always admired people who have strong convictions and stand behind them. There seemed to be an entire sisterhood wired that way in the rural South, and knowing them inspired a story which featured three women who decide to right a wrong and see to it that justice is done. Their action was illegal, probably immoral. There were harsh consequences, but they did it without apology and kept it a secret for the next 30 years. I was sure characters like that could exist. I just had to figure out how to create them. I knew what worked for me as an actor. Maintaining the character's point of view is vital. If I'm playing Lady Macbeth, I don't see myself as a manipulative shrew who married a man with the IQ of an avocado and drives him to murder. I see myself as a loving wife who's trying to help her husband reach his full potential. Translate that to writing and one of my Miss Margarets. Her name is Miss Littlebit, and she's gone to bed fully clothed with her shoes on. Something terrible has happened, and the other two Miss Margarets, Miss Peggy and Dr. Maggie, know this is what she does when she's depressed. But Lilbit can't admit that. In her mind, she's thumbing her nose at the whole damn world that has failed her. That's her point of view. Another acting trick I always used, I'd make up a history for my character, one that explained how she became the person she was. Naturally, when I was acting, that was my personal work, my secret. But when I was writing, I let the reader in on it. The character's past became the bulk of the book, because that's what helped me believe in the character, and I thought it would do the same for the reader. Which brings us back to the B word. If you're acting, or writing, or sitting in the audience, or reading a book, that's what it's all about. You gotta believe.
Louise Schaefer's novel is titled The Three Miss Margarets.